It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Proposals to lift minimum pay in New Mexico state government to $15 an hour is seeing more support. State Personnel Office Director Ricky Cerna confirmed that with a state budget surplus in New Mexico, efforts are underway to increase bottom-tier state salaries and boost overall state government payroll for rank-and-file employees at executive agencies. The move could raise the pay for at least 1,200 state workers. Lead House of Representatives budget negotiator Patricia Lundstrom said on Monday that bottom-rung pay is hurting state recruitment and retention. On the Tuesday Health Watch, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends that people 60 and older without cardiovascular disease should not begin a daily low-dose aspirin regimen to prevent heart attacks and strokes. Dr. Vivian Jones, a family physician with Texas Health Resources, explained why to KERA's Sam Baker.
Aspirin can increase the risk of bleeding, internal bleeding in particular. This bleeding risk also increases with age. So the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force felt it appropriate to reconsider and readjust some of those recommendations that had previously been made.
Concern about bleeding is not a new one. I think that contributed to the last set of recommendations we had.
In looking at the recommendations that were made in previous years, the recommendations were a little bit more general. And as time went on, we were able to have more studies to indicate that the risk of bleeding really might outweigh the benefit of cardiovascular effects. And so over time, and with a look at those studies, it was determined that some more information needed to be clarified for the general population.
So then everyone who is taking aspirin then is not necessarily having this problem. They're just what, finding more evidence of bleeding in some people?
That is correct. There are some individuals who should use low-dose aspirin daily, individuals who are at a higher risk of cardiovascular disease.
Some For of those instance?
Medical conditions like elevated cholesterol or dyslipidemias, high blood pressure, diabetes, being overweight or chronically inactive, even smoking. In those situations, low-dose daily aspirin can decrease the incidence of heart attacks or ischemic strokes. Aspirin is a great drug and it has a lot of great benefit, but it works at molecular level by irreversibly inhibiting a chemical inside of the platelets. And this chemical helps the platelets to adhere to each other and to form clots. We think about clots as a bad thing, but actually clots can be good because they're helping to stop bleeding when we need bleeding to stop. So when you take an aspirin, it inhibits the formation of that aggregation, if you will, of the platelets. And as such, it takes about 10 days for that effect to finally go away. The platelet is unable to generate itself on its own, so we need about 10 days for the body to regenerate new platelets.
Is there any kind of alternative to aspirin that you would use for such people who are at high risk?
Absolutely. Therapeutic lifestyle changes, things like regular physical activity, moderate intense exercise for at least 150 minutes a week, an activity that you enjoy doing, something that will motivate you, and a healthy diet, management of underlying medical conditions, and even adjunctive drug therapies, depending on what your medical conditions are.
So in the meantime, then, what about people who are taking low-dose aspirin daily now to prevent heart events? Should they stop?
In many individuals, there is great benefit. In some individuals, there is risk. And so you have to have an individualized discussion with your primary care doctor in order to determine which level of aspirin therapy, if any at all, you should be using, in addition to what other alternatives are available.
What's the risk of stopping?
You could greatly increase your risk for having that cardiovascular event. If you're already at risk, let's say you have some genetic factors. Let's say you do have some of those medical conditions that we talked about. Let's say you've already had a stroke or a heart attack. You are decreasing the chances for your body to fight it naturally on its own, to be able to decrease the incidence of having another stroke or a heart attack. So it would be a good idea to, instead of stopping immediately, have that conversation with your provider. The last thing that I'd like to say is please, if you haven't done so, it's really important to have a relationship with a trusted healthcare provider. We have concerns surrounding COVID. We are now in flu season, and many individuals are just now beginning to feel more comfortable coming back to their doctors and having face-to-face conversations. It's important to do that. You do not want to feel that you are alone in making decisions regarding your health. And this aspirin changes with the recommendations from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force can seem confusing. And so if you can have a conversation with someone who you know, who knows you, it makes those decision-making efforts that more easy.
Dr. Jones, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.